I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said, "By the power of the podcast." Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons.
It's time to head into dark waters, boys.
Well, sorry, before we start...
Anything you say now is officially in the podcast.
It's in the record.
Have you got a would you rather, Bez?
I have got a would you rather. It's a good one as well, I think, as well.
Oh, it's just with you not thinking we're recording.
I think it's going to be, would you rather do the podcast now or wait till an hour's time and do it later when the wife's gone to bed?
Yeah.
Well, what's everybody going to do after the podcast tonight?
I'm going to grovel. If you're still awake, if you're asleep, I'm going to play Witcher 3. I've bought the two expansions for Witcher 3, so I'm playing the bad boys.
So James is going to be playing with himself, Kane?
Yeah.
I'll probably do the same. I'll be playing Power Rangers.
Witcher 3 with the expansions?
Battle of the Grid. Yeah. But no, just playing with myself.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Jamie?
I will be... I need to finish the base off on a recent Warhammer 40k model that I've painted, so I need to finish the base off on that, which I'll do that later.
Is that a euphemism for playing with yourself as well?
That is a euphemism for rubbing my meat, yes. Stu?
Are you going to use any spices?
To rub the meat?
Yeah.
I might do. Bit of paprika, spice things up.
Don't use chilli powder.
I think paprika's going to tickle, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, I do as well. I'm going to head downstairs and find a new...
Is that a euphemism for something as well?
Find something new to watch.
Yeah, did you watch Good Game? I've not got anything to watch.
Watch We Do in the Shadows, Stu. It's amazing.
Has anyone watched Squid Game yet?
Yep,
it's
loved it.
Brilliant.
Is it great?
Loved it.
Yeah, I really liked it.
All the kids are talking about it.
It was popular game.
Oh, you're one of the cool kids.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's one episode in What We Do in the Shadows, Stu, where I'm not going to give the whole plot away.
But it's 40K.
One of them goes on the run, He pretends to be an American called Jackie Daytona, and it is fucking hilarious. He's what's his face? You know what I mean, don't you?
He plays the cheese mouse in the TV adverts. So.
Yes, he's an IT crowd, and he's like, "I'm Jackie Daytona." He's got a terrible American accent, but he's got a toothpick
in his
mouth.
Where's he from? Is he American or English?
He's English.
He's American, right?
He's English.
I don't think he's English.
He is.
Who are we talking about?
I don't think he is.
The guy who talks like this.
He's got a brilliant voice.
Long hair, little dumpy guy, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. He's British.
I don't think he is.
He is 100%.
I think he's American.
He is the best thing in that series ever. He's so good. But he plays a brilliant vampire.
Really?
What's the series called?
What We Do in the Shadows. Yeah, it's a comedy thing, Jamie. He's like, they're all...
You wouldn't get it, Jamie.
They're all terrible, vampires, but not comedically. It's really hard to describe. It's very good.
Is it based in the past or in the current time?
Current time.
Talking of current time, what's the recent... the recent
made
vampire...
Made me think of Raisins.
We spoke about this when it came out. I think it was last year. The remake of Bram Stoker's Dracula, which was a three-parter.
Yes.
The first episode, amazing. Second episode, amazing. The third one was utter dog shit.
It just
spoiled the whole thing. Yeah,
it did. One and two were amazing, weren't they? Yeah, and the third one was just like, what the fuck have you done?
Unreal, right?
What is this shit? Yeah, awful. But no, if you want a good laugh, What We Do in the Shadows is brilliant. It is absolutely hilarious. Okay, it's what's his face, the director's what's his face, who did Waititi,
Tiki Waititi.
Is there not two versions of it?
There's a film, there's a full length film,
different people or
different actors,
right?
And different characters, they're very, very
is
similar
that
characters.
Is Waititi as well, or
and he's in that film as well, so he directs it and he's in it. But the series is better just because the characters are just.
Is it a British series?
No, set in America.
Okay.
I still put Jojo Rabbit up there with my favourite films of, when was it?
It's amazing.
2019?
Yeah,
it's a good film, that is.
I watched the new James Bond.
Yes, you enjoyed it, Ed.
Brilliant. really good film.
Was you not expecting it to be good, Stu? Because I got the impression you was expecting something mediocre.
I was expecting it to be a standard Bond film, but it was way beyond that.
Really?
Way beyond that.
Without giving anything...
Sorry, Jamie.
No,
there was a lady at work who said she didn't enjoy it, or maybe it was her husband didn't enjoy it, because he wasn't as traditional Bond, where he just wants to sleep with women and drink and...
I think there's not as much humour about those subjects in it, but he still does. Those things all still happen.
Don't tell me he's got metrosexual.
No, he's not. You don't need to worry, James.
He's not moisturising at the start of the episode or anything like that.
He's not. He's still making offensive sexual puns about women.
Good.
Assuming women want to sleep with him and ordering their drinks for them.
Perfect.
Well, at work we were talking about, because it's the chick who's in it quite young.
Yeah. Yeah, Doc Hepburn.
Well, there's more than one chick in it.
Oh.
But yes. And they
were saying, like, there's no way someone like that would go with someone as old as Daniel Craig.
And he's a good-looking dude.
Looking at Daniel Craig.
Yeah. I said, it's good-looking dude, great body. Like, of course they would. Like,
of course they would, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a vampire, though, Daniel Craig.
No. Oh. Bizarrely enough.
Or
he was also great in... all right, we're going back onto the cartoon. Yeah,
I thought so. You caught my segue there, Craig. not a pirate either, because we're 20 hours into this podcast, and we haven't yet talked about the fact we're going to be covering James's cartoon, which is James?
The Pirates of Dark Water.
Everyone's favourite pirate-based...
Everyone's favourite pirate-based cartoon.
Alien pirate-based cartoon?
Alien pirate-based cartoon, yes. They are aliens, hence the funny eyes.
Is that right?
Oh, that's why they've got funny eyes.
I wanted to ask you, but I was conscious I'd look like a bit reduced by if I asked it as well.
They are aliens.
Are they not humans?
No.
What are they?
No, they're aliens. They're I can't remember the name of the planet now. It's a water-sounding planet. Mers something or whatever.
So it's not on Earth?
No. It says so at the beginning of the cartoon.
I didn't know that.
It says so at the beginning of the cartoon.
It might have, James.
James has been busy.
He's been too busy.
He didn't have time to watch the start of it.
Did anyone else pick up the fact it's not on Earth?
Nah, I didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Had you seen it before, Jamie?
No.
Had you heard of it before?
Yes, I've heard of it. I say I've not seen it. I've put a lot of alcohol in my body over the years. I, there's a chance I've seen it and not remembered it, but I can't.
Pretty busy as well, so.
I'm super busy. Yeah, so there's a chance that I haven't seen it. No, but I've heard of it, but I can't remember seeing it.
He could have voiced one of the characters in this and not remember it, in all fairness.
That's a good point.
So that's your cartoon choice, James.
Yes.
Before we get into that, we've also got to... ask who's winning the world famous podcast quiz. Whose Line Was It Anyway?
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? How getting in the lead in something kind of sparks your interest in something as well. Stu, who had no interest in this game show whatsoever, Whose Line Was It Anyway, has recently taken the lead, which has sparked his interest in it a little bit. So the scores are as follows.
I've been in the lead for 4 out of the 5 weeks.
Oh, you was before last week. It was you were joint with Kane on 3-all.
I got the first one.
You did.
Yep.
And then Kane caught up. So I've never not been in.
No,
first
it was James
place.
Got the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was James.
I've never
then.
Not been joint top at least.
Yeah. Good point.
Kane got his suspicious bonus point.
Yeah, he did. I mean, even if Kane wins at this point, he's still a loser, right? Because he got his
unless if I win by more
points.
Than 1 point. I suppose you guys can get bonus points. You've just got to say the right things.
That's true. Yeah.
Jamie, you're a sexy beast.
Oh,
you lose a point for that.
Point. Yeah. That's just weird.
It's got to at least be believable as well. Come on.
You lose a point. You lose a point. Everybody loses a point.
Apart from me.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I said, James, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's get started then. Okay, boys.
Is that the quote?
Well, it's the first part of the quote, yes.
Oh, normally it takes
that's a tricky one.
Kane, that was wrong. That's not the right answer, Kane.
Yeah, I don't know. This one's tricky, isn't it?
You can jump in with OK, boys, if you want to. That's all you've got so far. OK, boys, I'm going to make this easy. On the count of one, unzip your pants.
Ooh.
And one, unzip your pants. On the count of two, take out your penises.
Jesus.
That's the quote.
Did you phone my ass the other week? That's the quote.
Yeah. Do you want me to say it one more time?
No.
Yeah.
Never want to hear that again.
I'll say it one more time. Okay, boys, I'm going to make this easy. On the count of one, unzip your pants. And one, unzip your pants. On the count of two, take out your penises.
Is this an actual cartoon?
Yes, sir.
A kid's cartoon?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Cow.
Have you added some words in there?
I've added no words in there whatsoever. That is word for word as it is. There is some kind of director's notes in between a few of the sentences, but if I read them out, you will know what it is immediately.
Can we have a clue? Is there anyone else?
It's got to be educational.
Yeah.
Would you like a clue?
If everyone agrees on a clue, I'm happy with a clue.
I think it's got to be army based. Go on, give us a clue.
The clue is there is two lead characters in the cartoon.
It's not a big clue, in all fairness.
Would you like another clue, James?
I would love another clue.
Okay, so I will... okay, the cartoon, the title has got three words. So three words, two main characters.
Beavis and Butthead?
Kane has knocked it out of the park.
Well done, Kane.
Hold on. Didn't you say the scene? A kid's cartoon?
That's not a kid's cartoon. That's Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Teenage.
That's a film. Well, this isn't a film. This was the series. That's Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Ask Dakota Thingy.
No, that's the film, but this isn't from the film. It's from the series.
Mm.
This is from season four. I think it was season four, episode three, which was an episode called Trouble Urinating.
Oh, okay. Well done, Kane.
Thank you.
Nice.
Well played, Kane. Well played.
Yeah, well done.
That's a good thought.
Why wouldn't I get it right? Everyone, like, patronises me.
Well done. Kane's put his shoes on again. Yeah, well done.
Do we cover non-children's cartoons?
Well,
we don't specifically say it is children's cartoons.
That's what I was just thinking. Have we ever said we only do kids' cartoons?
No, I don't think so.
And, I mean, this was... When it was on MTV, wasn't it? It was accessible to all ages. So even though it might have been marketed,
it wasn't.
Of course, it was.
No, anything on telly is accessible. So are you saying anything on TV is accessible to all ages?
Well, yeah, but there was no age rating on Beavis and Butthead.
Sons of Anarchy didn't have an age rating, but it's not for kids, is it?
I couldn't tell you what time this was on, but I mean,
it's got swearing in, right? It's like shit and
So all the quotes I read on this, there was definitely not 11 p.m. There's of all the quotes I read on this, and I pick one which I kind of tried to thought, well, what can I do? What's not too obvious, but kind of gives you a bit of a lead. There was no swear words in any quotes that I read.
Interesting.
I can't think of any swearing in Beavis Butthead. I must admit. Mm.
Didn't they used to say shit? I'm sure they must have said shit.
I'm not sure.
I didn't see any. I mean, I could be wrong, but I didn't see any.
Shit's not as bad in America, though, is it? A lot of stuff has shit in it.
Does it?
Yeah, they use that word, like things...
It's like the Australians using the C-bomb.
Yeah, it is. It's theirs. The shit's quite mild for them.
Yeah. Well played, Kane.
Yes. Yeah, well done, mate.
Yeah,
James,
amazing.
you're the best, Kane.
Well done,
you
Kane.
You are behind here, brother. I thought you'd be in the lead.
You're making a race out of it, Kane.
I know. It's quite embarrassing, actually, isn't it? Well, how bad Bez is, or... to be in a competition with Bez at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
Every cartoon we ever have, James always responds, I watched this a lot when I was younger. Yes. So, absolutely, James should be winning this by a long way.
I was never a fan of Beavis and Butthead, I've got to be truthful.
Hey, if he didn't spend as much time playing Warhammer with his new friends,
well, true,
he might have a chance here.
The Gargoyles one I should have got.
How did that go anyway, Bez, playing Warhammer with your new friend?
Yeah, it was good. Very good.
Did you win?
Was it complicated, the...
No, I didn't win.
Game?
It was very complicated.
Was it better than playing with us?
No, of course not.
Oh. Did you remember to use your command points?
There are no command points in this game.
Are they not?
No.
Ooh, that makes it a bit easy.
Did you tell him about us?
I've bigged you up like no one's business. You're the Kings of Warhammer.
Now we know you're lying.
Yes, most definitely. Well, he already knows Stu, and he used to work at the same place as Jamie, but we're not sure whether Jamie or he know each other.
I don't think I knew.
It was a big place. Yeah, it was a big place at the time.
Yeah, it was us. Yeah, and I did very little work.
Neither of them were there for that long.
Yeah. You were there for ages, Stu, right? Yeah.
Ages. So, Pirates of Dark Water.
Mm.
James, talk to us about what happened in this episode.
It was a phenomenal episode in terms of the sort of story-wise. And what I mean by that is, obviously, this is like, as a bad example. So, like Cities of Gold, this is an ongoing story.
Yeah.
So, what they're doing is, brief synopsis, everyone's... The majority of the planet's covered in sea. I think there's like 14 oceans or something like that on their planet.
Yeah, but less about in general, more about what happens in this episode.
So in this episode, they encounter the Dark Water and actually meet the entity that is spawning the Dark Water.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's called Trevor.
A tricky one. No, he's called the... Oh, what is his bloody name?
The Dickface.
It's the Dark Dweller,
It's the name
James.
Of
Come
the
on,
episode.
It's the Dark Dweller.
It's the name of the episode. So the lady, Tula?
She's a lady.
Tula. While escaping the bad pirate guy, she falls off a hang glider into this pool of dark water. Now, normally, if you touch dark water, it's a death sentence straight away. Everyone dies who touches it.
Yeah.
However, she manages to survive.
She's the main character, so that's not going to happen.
She's a big character. But yeah, you don't know that at the time, though. The emotion they feel when she falls in there is genuine. He's broken up.
Well, you say that, James. He says, we need to save ourselves now. Let's carry on.
Yeah. His mate does, yeah. But he's a bit of a bastard anyway, to be fair. He's the rogue. He's Han Solo of the group.
Can we talk about the fact that she falls into her death from a hang glider?
Slow-mo.
Yeah.
Slow-mo as well.
That's made from the sails of the ship.
Yes.
How do they hold on to that? I know one of them doesn't.
With their hands.
I'm going for hands.
I don't reckon. Yeah. Jamie, you're pretty strong, right? Do you reckon you could hold on to a round bar that's like the width of a telegraph pole?
With your fingers all day long.
Not with my hands. Day long. With my like, upper arms, I could, but my hands.
Yeah, they use their hands, don't they? They're just holding them.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
If I tie both balls around it, I'll be golden, but yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget these are aliens. These aren't humans. These aliens have explicitly strong grip.
Is that right?
It's really good at that.
That's why their eyes are a bit funny.
What? How long, Jamie, do you think you could hang off just a normal bar?
Not great. I mean, you've got to remember that I'm heavy as well. That's the thing.
I'm not
right?
asking for an excuse.
Yeah.
All right.
And he wants a straight hang.
A straight hang, I reckon I'd struggle to get past. If I'm being honest, 30 seconds, I think I'd struggle to get past.
Have you guys seen the hang gliding video where the bloke isn't strapped on?
He goes for
a lesson. The instructor doesn't strap him on. He takes off the hillside, and the bloke hangs on. And he's a big chap, and he hangs on all the way until they get a bit of a crash landing.
He actually falls off.
Does he fall off at the end?
He falls off pretty low down, and I think he broke his leg. Trying to get down quick.
But he ripped his muscles out. He ripped every muscle in his arm trying to hold on, and he did brilliant.
I'd find it easier to like pull up and kind of hold on with like throw a leg over it and hold on with my whole body. So does he just do his straight arm? Like,
he puts his arm around the bloke. Yes.
Yeah, but that's fucking stupid. Why didn't he just throw his leg over it?
Yeah, he can't.
He's hanging down from a bar. Getting your foot up over a bar while moving.
Easy.
Easy.
Fuck
so
off.
You're telling me on a pull-up bar.
Yeah.
So standard pull-up bar.
Yeah.
You could go from hanging with our both arms to getting one leg up on there.
100%. I could get over that within seconds. 100%.
100%. I'm putting a £10 Warhammer gift voucher on that not being possible for James.
I need to see a video.
I'm telling you.
Are you matching it, James?
I'll match that. You've got to pull up. You've got to pull a bar on. Yeah, from of course you have.
What? 100. Well.
Okay, I'll get over that easy.
Yeah,
easy.
I think I don't know about you can definitely do it, but I don't know if you're on a hang glider going down. But if
you
it's
think,
just,
hold on, Ken, you think Jamie can easily do that?
I think there's a chance he could do it.
And I was
but you're saying on a hang glider, fucking that's even harder, right?
Yeah. When you're not going to risk it, or you're not going to risk losing your grip to get your leg up there. Also, not knowing how long you need to hold on for. So
I don't think most people could get a leg to their hands if they're hanging from a bar.
I don't think most people, but I reckon you could pull yourself up using.
I don't reckon most people could pull themselves up.
No, but we said
Jamie. So, like, you do a close grip, pull yourself up using your biceps. Yeah. Then once you're up there,
my chin's above the bar there, right? Straight away.
How many pull-ups can you do, Jamie?
Without a weight, probably 20.
20?
Yeah.
What, wide grip?
That's impressive shit.
I could do 20.
What kind of pull-ups?
Obviously, wide's going to be a lot harder. My easiest would be underhand, so bicep pull-ups, close bicep pull-up.
All right.
But I could do 20. 20, easy,
20 is impressive. Like,
I could do 20. Yeah. But remember, you were saying he couldn't do this.
Kane wants a video on your Twitter of you doing 20 pull-ups. And we just want a video.
You
no
get your leg over.
We want you get your leg over.
Also,
just for
everyone listening to this, I just want to throw this out there. About 4 years ago, we had a Warhammer weekend away, and Stu convinced us that in the living room, he could do a backflip and touch his feet to the ceiling.
Yes,
I'm going to say not a backflip. I reckon I could kick the lower part of the ceiling.
He did.
Yeah.
This was an old Victorian house as well, so a quite high ceiling.
At least
you could touch the ceiling, couldn't you? You could touch the ceiling with your hands. It wasn't that. It wasn't like a 16-foot Victorian ceiling, was it?
I think you could jump up and touch the ceiling. I don't think it was touchable just by standing there.
Yeah, you couldn't touch it by standing.
The other side of that argument was also that I wouldn't. Only do it. I would assume I would take injury in achieving it.
And this was the morning after was the worst hungover I've ever seen Stu ever. So there was alcohol involved in this as well.
Which Warhammer weekend was it? Was I not this, there at that one?
No, you were there.
We didn't invite Kane to that one.
Pardon?
This was
we didn't invite Kane to that one.
We did. Oh. Yeah, we did. It was
you
the,
invited fucking Dave, didn't you?
Dave came.
Yeah, Kane.
I don't think Kane came to that one though.
He did.
Which
one
was the one where the kitchen was like a little bit lower down from the street?
Yeah.
Isn't it the one
we shared a room? Me and Kane did.
Jamie went and got Kane from the airport.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
that was probably the best Warhammer weekend as well.
Well, I don't know.
And this is probably the best 4 minutes of our podcast ever.
Oh yeah!
Hey, listeners.
I keep forgetting we've got a podcast.
Yeah. Should we rate Pirates of the Dark Water?
Yes, please.
Hey, before we start, James, I've got a joke for you.
Oh God, go on.
Is it pirate related?
No, they're all pirate. Of course they are. It's thematic, right? James, what do you get if you cross a pirate and a paedophile?
Go on.
Arr, Kelly.
That is actually quite good. Yeah, I'm not going to deny it. That is pretty good. So, Kay, we'll go to you first, Kay, because you're going to go first.
Thanks. I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yeah, very unexpected. Yeah, I thought it was scary, cool, good action. The chick was awesome. The lead guy was cool. The monster was badass. The bad guy was a classic bad guy. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm going 7 out of 10.
Nice. Strong. Jamie, dare I ask?
What do you think I'm going to give, James?
I think you're going to give it a 4.
Okay. Before I do, Kane, I've got a joke for you.
Go on.
Why didn't the gay pirate have a parrot?
Didn't want no one to come on his shoulder.
No.
Surely you would technically want someone. Anyway.
Why would you want somebody to come on your shoulder? If
on your shoulder. Yeah. Ooh, you sexual demon. The gay pirate.
I just meant come and land on his shoulder. I don't know what you
the
guys
gay
meant.
Pirate didn't have a parrot because he preferred a cock or two.
Hey!
I really enjoyed Jamie. This, James.
Jamie.
Hey, good man, Jamie.
Yeah, go for it, Kane.
No, it's all right, gone.
Go on, no, there's a joke coming in.
No,
go
it's
all right,
gone. No, it's fine, gone. Go with your review.
Okay. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. I didn't expect to enjoy it. Really, really did. I mean, I know you said that this was kind of a story playing into a bigger story almost, but I kind of got a lot from this as a single episode. Really liked it. One thing that really stood out to me was simple things like the sound of the water and the pan pipes and stuff. I found it very immersive as a cartoon. I really liked that. There were a few things that wound me up, like that nibbler just banging on about Minga melons every second. But story-wise, I liked it. I liked the bit where Tula dropped down and the dark dweller kind of took her and the story behind why he did that to get him to come and use all those magic crystals and all that shabazz. Yeah, I really liked it. If I'm going to score this, when I watch it again, yeah, I could be tempted. I won't go out of my way. I'm going to give this a good 7 out of 10.
Nice. What's your score again, Kane? Sorry.
I said seven as well. 7 out of 10. It's very weird how, well, it's not weird. I suppose it makes sense. Me and Jamie have the same kind of opinions on a lot of cartoons. Mm.
We're simple with cartoons. That's what it comes down to. I think if it's in a shortish episode where you can get something from it, I think it kind of ticks both our cartoon boxes.
Stu.
I realised last week, week before last, that I made a mistake.
Go
when
on.
I was talking about not liking Warner Brothers cartoons, but being surprised that I did like Freakazoid. Mm-hmm. I do like Warner Brothers cartoons. I like loads of Warner Brothers cartoons. It's Hanna-Barbera cartoons I generally don't like.
Oh, shit. This is Hanna-Barbera.
So like Scooby-Doo and all of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
And I realised at the end that this was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Oh, dear.
In fact, I didn't realise at the end. I realised about 10 seconds in when I realised that the people who drew this cartoon couldn't draw. That's how you can tell a Hanna-Barbera cartoon. It is awfully drawn. Like, awful, awful. The guy, the lead character, looks like a camp emo version of Peter Pan, who's forever thrusting his crotch out at everything and posing with his legs apart. He is, though, right?
That's transitioning, that is.
He's got his tight little pirate trousers on, thrusting his crotch at everyone. I didn't like the character design much at all. I didn't like the Bluth, is his name? Is it Bluth? Bluth?
The bad guy.
That was the big bad guy, yeah. The big bad pirate guy. When they were hanging from the sail of the boat, it looked ridiculous. It made no sense. This was as bad as every other Hanna-Barbera cartoon. I hate it. It's awful.
Damn.
It's awful. It has zero redeeming features.
Oh, Stu.
It's awful. It's a terrible cartoon. It's so bad.
I'm disappointed in you.
It's just such a bad cartoon.
Disappointed.
Oh, when they run up the hill and the animation is just like, I was expecting them to open and close doors like Scooby-Doo and run in and out.
Do you like anyone's cartoons, Stu? What's not your own?
Yeah, I liked Freakazoid 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you did like
Whose was that one, Kane?
That was mine.
Yeah.
I think you've actually liked all of mine.
I think I have. This was bad. This was just a bad cartoon. I couldn't get into it at all. It was just bad. I didn't like anything about it.
Not even the story.
See, I thought you might have liked this one, Stu.
No.
It had of 80s feel, what you normally go for in a cartoon that...
You didn't watch it first time round, Stu?
No.
You said.
No, I didn't.
Dear me. So what's your score?
One.
One?
Really?
I don't like anything about it. You know, last week when you didn't like Mysterious Scott, you're like, but that little tiny bit was all right. I liked nothing in this.
Why shouldn't you get a zero then?
Well, it could have been worse, I think, even still it could have been worse. There's nothing I liked, but I think it could have been even worse.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get how you like somebody for 10 minutes talking about being thirsty, but you don't like... I don't get it.
This was this for me seemed like
on the last episode, which we covered on Mysterious Cities of Gold, signposting, well-played game. Yeah, good point.
This seemed like a cartoon that was just poorly written in terms of, like, they didn't care about the audience or actually making it make any sense. Like, the stuff about the five different gems and, oh, let's put these in a sack and the black water kills everybody apart from all these people who go in it. And now I'm pretending to be a whatever I'm pretending to be and, oh, pull my mask off. It's really dark water. It's really dark dweller, not you, Mr. Dad. Pull your mask off. I just didn't like it.
I thought that was really clever.
Yeah.
The guy's moustache doesn't match his hair colour, which is fine, but...
Mine does
a ponytail on the front of his head.
I've got a white beard and moustache and jet black hair.
I know. He could die, I suppose. He's got stupid sideboards and a weird ponytail on the front of his head. I just didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
Dear me.
Not even like the villains. Like the not the monster thing. Not think he was like scary or...
No, I just didn't like him. Yeah, I just didn't like him. I don't think so. Going back again, when I said I was mistaken and actually I do like some Warner Brothers cartoons, I don't think I like any Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Interesting enough, I got an 8.3 on IMDb.
Did he really?
Mm.
What's that episode, James?
The cartoon in general.
And a 47% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, I'm the IMDb guy. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
They're a bit ropey, aren't they, Rotten Tomatoes?
They're terribly ropey.
But yeah, so yeah, I think it's a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, so I'm already turned off.
I don't think...
Right, let's go through some Hanna-Barbera cartoons. I want to find one.
Every time I look at them and their eyes, they're like the artist can't even draw their eyes pointing in the same direction
for a
second.
This is nothing like, though, every Hanna-Barbera cartoon I've seen. This is, I think, like, when I'm thinking about Hanna-Barbera, this for me, I would never have known this is Hanna-Barbera.
I think it's got a Dungeons & Dragons type feel to it, personally. Yeah,
agreed. I'd agree with that, James. I'd agree with that.
Well.
It's like watching the people who made Yogi Bear try and do an edgy cartoon for pre-teens.
Well, shocked.
Did you expect, James, did you expect Stu to like this a bit more than...
I thought he'd give me
a
road.
Out of 10.
I thought he'd be around about a 5 or a 6 for Stu. Mm. With me,
does anybody else like any Hanna-Barbera cartoons?
I love them.
Yes. In general.
Yeah.
I probably couldn't name many, if that makes any sense. I probably like them, but I probably couldn't tell you.
Let's go through a few.
We've got a list.
I've got them up here.
Go on.
Well, I've just got the...
Should we just do what, so yes or no? Just keep it simple like that, okay.
So, yeah. Yogi Bear.
No.
Yes.
No. Jetsons.
Yes.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, damn right, yes. Shut up, you knobheads. Yes, it is.
Flintstones.
Yes.
Hong Kong Phooey.
Yes.
No.
Number one super guy.
Oh, is Batfink one? Because if so, that's a yes.
Batfink's amazing.
Tom and Jerry.
No. Yes.
Yes.
I've gone off. 1 second. Banana Splits?
No.
Yeah, that was live action, wasn't it?
Not a cartoon.
Okay. Yeah. Captain Planet?
Oh, yes.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's not typically Hanna-Barbera, is it?
I don't think this is typically Hanna-Barbera.
This isn't.
Do you want to continue?
Yeah, keep going.
Cow and Chicken?
No.
Yes.
Johnny Bravo?
Yes.
I quite like it.
No, I don't think that's Hanna-Barbera.
According to Wikipedia, it is. So
I think isn't that Cartoon Network? Because there was Johnny Bravo, Dexter's Laboratory, and Cow and Chicken who were all by the same guy, and he isn't a Hanna-Barbera guy, I'm sure, and Powerpuff Girls.
Is it anime? Johnny Bravo.
I think we covered this, didn't we, in the Johnny Bravo episode?
That's what, I mean, that's what's reminding me about it. It's the same person in Johnny Bravo, Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Laboratory or...
Wacky Racers?
No.
Yes.
Stop that pigeon.
I had to go with yes.
So, there was none you did like still?
That's true.
Right.
I think they are Batfink. I think Batfink is Hanna-Barbera, and I quite enjoyed that. It's a 60s, 70s kind of cartoon. Yeah, Dexter's Laboratory, and those are Cartoon Network.
Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels.
No, didn't like
that.
Yes. Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman.
Brilliant.
Speed Racer, is that them?
I think it was, I think that was.
Not on this list, but the Speed Buggy, but I don't know what that is.
Didn't they do one that wasn't Ghostbusters, but another one?
The Ghost Busters.
Space
was that Hanna-Barbera?
Don't know.
No, it wasn't, was it? That was Filmation.
Yeah. To answer your early question, Stu, this episode got an 8.6 on IMDb.
For the specific
episode. Yeah.
That's decent, then. Yeah.
Insanity.
It just shows you, doesn't it, this, that the difference between our what we like in a cartoon between us, the fact that me and Kane have gone for 7 and Stu's gone for 1. Mm. And I think I'm looking at this as a good thing, by the way, that difference in what we like. I'm really interested to see where James goes. I know he's picked it, but it doesn't mean you have to like it.
No, I picked Paw Bears and hated it.
Exactly right.
Come on, we haven't even talked about the stupid bird thing.
He's annoying, but they have an annoying psychic
area. What was that supposed to be?
He's a monkey bird.
Monkey bird, yeah.
Oh, right, a monkey bird, right.
Got it, Kane.
And he was originally voiced by a very famous actor, but I can't think of his name.
What's his name? Noel Edmonds.
No. In fact, the whole thing had got a lot of famous actors in it. So there's a lot of famous voice actors in this, like Peter Cullen's in there, who did Optimus Prime. Tim Curry.
Is Tim Curry in it? Really?
Yep. A bloke who we'd mentioned, Jim Cummings, and I can't remember what we mentioned.
He's been
off.
In loads, Jim Cummings.
As soon as I read the name, I'm like, Jodie Benson, who was Ariel, Little Mermaid.
Oh okay.
And Frank.
Did she
play
the monkey bird?
She was Tula. And Frank Welker, who we've mentioned a few times on other stuff.
Well,
he's on everything.
The bloke who did Ren, the main character, George Newbern, plays Superman and Clark Kent in the animated Justice League one.
Okay.
So he's done some voices from that. He's been in some other bits and bobs as well. So yeah, a lot big voice cast for a small cartoon, if that makes any sense. It got cancelled, I think, after the first couple of seasons. Or it cancelled before the series finished out, so you never actually find out what the ending was, unfortunately.
Why did it get cancelled, Buzz?
I think it's just viewing figures. They didn't sell it. Again, it's 80s cartoon, so they were looking for selling toys. And
here's a question for you.
They didn't sell any toys.
So we've been talking about Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Did any Hanna-Barbera cartoons sell toys?
Actually, it felt like a 90s cartoon.
But they do
like cartoons and stuff like that.
Yeah, they weren't. It's like we said about Disney, isn't it? Disney were the same as the time. They weren't toy based cartoons. They were entertainment based cartoons. But this one was a toy based one. That was there.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah,
I think at the time
I can't think of any kids' toys. Yeah. I mean, even Scooby Doo. I don't really remember having or seeing kids with action figures of Scooby Doo.
Not much of time. There is now. There's more now. I mean, me and Bear went to Smith's earlier on, and they've got a decent chunk of stuff which is Scooby-Doo toys. But I think you're right. When it was out, I don't think that. But then again, a lot of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons we're talking about are pre, I would say pre kind of that 80s toy generation anyway. Maybe they kind of before then.
A little bit off topic, but what's the highest grossing cartoon for toys?
Franchise-wise. It's got to be Turtles.
Turtles, it's got to be Turtles, yeah. Yeah.
They made billions off that.
You know what it is? I think I've seen this, but if we're classing, I think it's Hello Kitty.
Okay.
Ooh, it's
actually
that
makes sense.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah. Really?
What do you guys think it is?
I thought it was just a logo, a brand.
Oh, just merch?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like it was a serious adult drama or something.
I've never seen
it's
Hello Kitty
cartoon. It's about a cartoon kid and their cartoon friends.
Actually,
I suppose you'd go Mickey Mouse.
Pokemon.
Yeah, so yeah. Mickey.
Pokemon's
got to be up there, right?
Yeah, true. The cards, I suppose.
Interesting enough, right? You know, the other thing I thought about when I was watching this cartoon is that it seems older than it is.
Yes, it does.
So if you think this is 91.
Yeah.
And Brave Star, for example, was 87.
Hmm.
And I'd have put them the other way around.
Yeah. I said this was before. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Anyway, score-wise, I'm going to
Before you do, James, very quickly, very quickly.
Done it, so I just said it.
Did you get
eight.
It?
Nah.
Yeah. What was it?
Go on, what are you going to ask? Eight.
Well, let me just whack this down to start with.
What down?
The score. Just so I don't forget. So that's just because I know we didn't do it on the last episode we did. So that gives us a total for this is 23 out of 40.
Ooh, what did last week's episode get, Jamie?
24 out of 40.
Just really? Better.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Just, it's that one.
Somebody's gamed this system, haven't they?
Yes. Someone's saying, yeah, set the average down there.
I'm glad that By the Power Squad all prefer, as a team, Mysterious Cities of Gold to Pirates of the Dark Water.
The reason I jumped in then is I have found the answer to the question we're just talking about is the highest gross in as a franchise in regards to things that they sell.
Come on, Hello Kitty.
Toys and stuff like that. So who are you going for number one?
What have you found? Is it which franchise?
It's in regards to this is total media sales. So books, films,
sales. Video any franchise though, or of a original cartoon
this
character?
This is the highest grossing media franchise. So this
you're
going
to be looking Transformers,
books,
aren't you?
Films, video
Star
games,
Wars, surely,
comics, animated, television.
Course. Yeah, Star Wars.
But it's just got to be cartoon.
This is, by looking at this, this is just cartoons. I'm looking at cartoons.
Okay.
It's, Transformers. No, it's not. It's not. And I'll tell you why. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is on the list. So there's more than just...
I think if we pick cartoons, because you know that's the theme of our podcast, right? So ignore the other Jamie for our results. I think it's
just go for cartoons,
Pokemon or Hello Kitty, and I'm going to go for. I'm going to go for Hello Kitty.
I'm going to go Mickey Mouse.
Okay,
I'm going to go Transformers.
Okay, well, Kane and Stu, you got in the top four. James's. Quite a bit off.
So we get a bonus point.
You get the moral bonus point. I'll give you the top three, starting with third up. So number three is Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's a good two.
Number two is Hello Kitty.
Well done, Stu.
Well done, Stu. I'm proud of you.
Number one is Pokemon.
Ooh.
I thought Kane got one.
Kane said Mickey Mouse, which is number four.
Oh, right. So I got
Mickey Mouse and Friends is number four, yeah. The total revenue for Pokemon is estimated $105 billion.
Jesus Christ.
Shit, crazy, right? Hello Kitty's $84.5 billion.
For saying I don't think any of us have actually seen the Hello Kitty cartoon either.
Mental, right?
How have you not watched it with Summer as a kid, James?
No, I've never even seen it on
TV. It's just on TV like all the other cartoons, like Peppa Pig.
I've never seen any Hello Kitty cartoons. Never.
Maybe we should do Hello Kitty.
She watches Unikitty, which is pretty good, in all fairness. That is good.
Do you know, here's a question. The year of inception for Hello Kitty, what's the year of inception?
I would say...
First year, yeah. Well, that's
81.
What... That's what
81, I'm going to say.
Okay.
I suppose it's better than conception. I'm going way older. Way older, James.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to go 74.
I'll go 86.
Stu's smack on. It's 1974.
Really? Yes. I'm like Hello Kitty.
Hello
Master.
Kitty, 1974.
You know, a suspiciously large amount about this, Stu.
She's got friends, and one of her friends isn't Miffy the Rabbit, but is so similar to Miffy the Rabbit that I think there was a legal case.
It's crazy. The fact Star Wars total revenue is $68.7 billion, whereas Pokemon's $105 billion.
That's crazy.
Pokemon has knocked it out of the park. It's crazy, yeah.
So where do you think Pokemon's made its money?
Well, I can see where it's made its money. So
computer games, I'm guessing.
Well,
computer games, would you say?
Yeah.
James is going for a trio of wrong answers.
At this point, I'm just running this straight, any old shit.
James, go in, mate. Give up. Obviously, Transformers, Jamie, is the most popular franchise ever in the world.
I'll tell you where Transformers is far. I can't even see Transformers.
I'm really surprised by that because the cartoons, the movies, everything.
No, the movies gross. Not so much merch,
Dora the Explorer is higher than Transformers.
Really?
Yeah. I can't even see where Transformers is. To
and
be
Jamie
fair.
Loved that film.
It was
Dora
a good film.
It's fucking awesome.
It was a good film.
Yeah. It's awesome, yeah. So, Pokemon, it's a bit dubious, this, but it's licensed merchandise is $81.1 billion, whereas the video game sales is $23.5 billion. So it'll be like the cards and all that shit, which has made the money.
Well, everything, you get a notepad toys. In every shop in country of Hello Kitty, right? And pencils and everything.
Yeah. Crazy.
Jamie.
I think.
Yeah.
What do pirates wear in the winter?
Oh, wait up.
Quick as like.
I don't know. Go for it.
Long johns.
Nice.
Oh, dear.
I've just made up while we're waiting for Jamie to answer my own pirate joke.
Well, go for it.
I didn't.
An original pirate joke.
Go for it.
What do you call a pirate who's a bit of a dick?
Go on.
An arsehole.
Yes. Yes.
That's nice. The best one.
I like it.
Yeah, I've got
another
one.
Would you like or would you rather?
No, I've got another joke, James.
More pirate jokes. Arr.
Oh, wait, I've got one. No, I'm going first.
Go on.
Go on, Kane.
3.14% of sailors are pirates.
Nice.
That's a good joke.
Mathematic joke. I love it. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, it's good. A pirate goes to the doctor to have the spots on his arm examined. The doctor says, "They're benign." The pirate says, no, doc. There'll be 11. I counted them before I came here.
Nice. I made up another pirate joke. What did Batman do when he caught the villainous pirate?
Sent him to Arkham.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes, James.
Well,
well played.
Arkham. Come on, get in there.
Sorry.
Did it wrong again. That's four wrong, James. Fucking hell. Should we swap James today?
Do we need to knock four points off James on the quiz here?
Definitely. One more here. One
minus
more
two.
This is the
go
last one. Right. A pirate walks into a bar with a big ship's wheel
into
down
a bar,
his pants.
Bar.
With a big ship's wheel down his pants. The bar.
With a what?
Say,
what down his pants?
Like a big ship wheel.
A big ship's wheel. So like a wheel.
Shit's wheel.
Ships. Like a pirate ship.
Oh, okay.
The bartender says, "Excuse me, sir, but do you know you have a ship's wheel down the front of your pants?"
I know this.
The pirate replies,
"Yeah, I know this one's
driving me nuts."
I like that.
Right, sorry.
Come on, James, give us your would you rather.
Would you like a would you rather? Yeah,
see if you can get a good one. Is it going to be good?
No. Oh, it's actually Pirate's Day. Pretty
it's
soon.
A deep one. It's a deep one. It's a bit of a weird one, this one.
Well, like
based on the fact that What's Her Face almost died, Tula. So
she didn't
would you...
almost die, did she?
Well,
she didn't.
We thought she did. At the
it
time,
was
we were like,
she
we
weren't dead. Is it about going deep in Tula? Is that what this is going to be?
Would you rather know how you will die or when you will die?
Oh, good question.
I like that, James. I like that.
Yeah. When?
Ooh, that's a quick answer. No follow-up questions, nothing. When?
No, right. When?
Jamie.
So can you find out this information at any point in your life? So
if I was going to tell you right now, I've given you two options. I can either tell you when you're going to die or how you're going
to
die.
But does Jamie have to know it right now?
That's what I'm saying,
You can wait if you wanted to, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you should have to choose one or the other.
Yeah, I can choose, but I don't.
Oh,
otherwise, otherwise everybody's just putting it off. I don't want to know, so I'll neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Yeah, good point.
You should have to hear one.
No,
it's
a good point. Okay. Yeah. You're going to be told one or the other right now.
So it's when or how?
Yep. and neither are avoidable. I'll follow that up. So you can't.
Yeah, they're guaranteed to come true.
This is going to happen.
Final destination. Okay.
So we know, like, on the when. Say if it was a TV's gonna drop on your head.
That's a how.
Yeah, sorry, on the how.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does, but can you avoid one TV?
Nope.
But at some point, a TV's gonna drop on your head.
Nope.
No, it does. It's right. Yeah, you can, James. Surely it doesn't mean you don't mean every TV's gonna drop on his head and kill him.
No. But you can't.
At some
dodge,
point, a TV is gonna drop on his head and kill him.
Yeah. You can't dodge it. There's no like. Well, I know.
So
that's
whenever
I'll avoid
TV
TVs.
Falls, that's coming on your head.
No, not necessarily. There is a
the one that is ready for you.
The second part is the when bit almost. So it matches up with the when. So there is a specific way that you die, and I will either tell you what causes it or when it's going to be. So the TV that you dodged the first time might not be the TV that was ever going to kill you. It's not that the when doesn't match up.
I think it's quite easy for me. Now I've thought about it.
Go on, Jenny.
I think I'd go for how I'm going to die. I think the when I'm going to die would drive me crazy, knowing how long I've constantly got that clock in my head. I'm going to go the how I'm going to die.
Okay.
I prefer.
Kane?
Yeah, I'm the same.
Ooh. Steve, what did you go for again? Sorry?
When?
I would have had when if I knew I couldn't not avoid stuff, but so say if it was a lorry's going to hit me, you'd be shit scared of the first lorry you saw. But if you knew it
you'd
might
be scared
not be
of
that
every
lorry.
Lorry.
But then it might not be that lorry. So then it's.
But if you don't know the when, then you're going to be scared a long time. Everything's going to make you jump.
Yeah, but I just
that's
think,
life in general, though, isn't it? If a lorry's near you and you're on the fucking road,
you
should be scared anyway.
There's a suspicion, but if you know that you aren't going to die by lorry
crash, like if it's a heart attack, for example, like that could come at any time. Like, if it's going to come at any time, like okay, whatever. But if I know, like I'm dying in a year's time, that clock in my head's gonna freak me out more than.
Okay. More than anything. Not, it's going to be like cancer, isn't it? Or something
I think,
like that.
I think it depends how evil your fate is when you find out. I think that's a big part, right? So say, Jamie, for example, or anyone really, that you say you want to know what, but then the what will kill you is your partner.
Ooh.
James just says your partner's name.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Leave him.
We can't avoid it.
It may not be that.
It happened
though.
When it you. It was going to happen when you were 105 years old.
Can't avoid it, but
you
might be able to
check. To finish
you might be able to extend it.
What if leaving is what puts her over the edge to kill you?
I can't avoid it.
So my answer to this, and I thought about this one as well.
I'm just going
to
say before you do, James, I've changed my mind. I'm going for what?
You're going for what as well?
Yeah.
Right.
What's made that decision, Stu?
I realise that if I know that I'm going to die by a truck, I can leap out of an aeroplane and impress everyone.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go for exactly the same reason is why I'm going for the when. So if I know that I am going to die on the 16th of March, 2029, write that date down just in case it happens, that means that until that point, I
imagine
cannot
how popular
die.
This podcast will be if it turns out James can tell the future.
But up until that point, I cannot die.
Yeah,
it's a good point.
It's impossible.
Point.
I can do fucking anything, and I cannot die until that point.
Oh,
that
that's
is
good
the day
point.
Of my
become
death.
Immortal in the
I
short term.
I become a functionally immortal.
I care.
James, can I? Yes. James, can I
plan
test
for
you?
It as well? I can plan
what's,
for it. I can
what's
say.
The first thing you're going to do, James, knowing you can't die?
Oh, play on the PC for a while.
He's going to have a wank with his left hand, isn't he?
No, but seriously, what would you do? What's something useful you would do?
Useful? Nothing.
All right, what would you do?
I'm having fun with this. I'm not being practical and useful.
Yeah, what's something fun that you would do then?
Killing spree.
Right, but then, because I always worry about
you just get put
the
in
evil
prison
fate.
To the best.
Yeah, so you're now in prison for the rest of your life.
Exactly. We're back to being in prison away from the family. It's perfect. It's win-win.
Or like you start killing people and somebody shoots you and you get shot in the spine.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you could do, James,
but you're going
to
live
to
2009.
You could like dive, like go to a really deep part of the sea, dive down and go past any equipment that has ever gone.
Yeah.
See what it's like deep down if you can't die, right? So you could explore things.
Oh, no, but then what if he gets stuck and then he spends the rest of his life stuck on the bottom of the ocean? It's awful.
There's nothing until he dies. You can't get injured.
Yeah,
as
that'd
well.
Be pretty bad, right?
You couldn't be on your deathbed for a prolonged period where.
You could.
You can't move. You can't communicate.
Yeah.
You're just in a coma or something. Yeah.
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 But that could, the same could be said for the other side of it.
Gone.
So yeah. I could say that you die by getting hit by a truck. It doesn't mean you die instantly. Again, you could be on the life support.
No, but if you die, that's pretty.
Yeah.
But if you know you're dying in like 40 years and then somebody like sticks a spike in your head, you've got a spike in your head for 40 years, right? Which is a bit of a ball, though.
Plus also, I can plan for it as well. So if I know when it's going to happen, I can get my affairs in order. I can make sure that my models are distributed between the right people, yourselves.
And so the lesson here, kids, is get your will sorted, sort out your insurances, and make sure that the will is ready.
Can you imagine writing services?
Yeah. Could you imagine your insurance? You could go for a literally ridiculous one like 4 months before you died.
I'm not sure they believe you, though, right?
Amount.
Well, if you want to,
I wouldn't tell them.
I wouldn't tell him I'm going to die in 4 months. So that'd be a bit daft.
That's what I mean. That's what
I won't take out a $20
million
policy.
Works. You have to tell him when you're going to die.
That's a bit of a secret you keep to yourself. And then basically, you put a ridiculous amount on you. The payments will be crippling, but for 2 months before you pop your clogs. And then you get a big payout. You don't get a big payout, but your family does. You get set for life. You could do the same with Ladbrokes, to be fair. You could put a big bet on saying, I'm going to die by sinking him in the head. And they go, fuck off.
Today's episode is also sponsored by Ladbrokes.
You could have the money earlier by saying, I'm not going to die by jumping off that bridge.
True.
You could do some crazy stunts, right? That's
definitely when is the better option, definitely. Because with yours, anything could happen. So your death might be, so you're going to get hit by you're going to get choked to death by a fly.
Yeah.
Something stupid like that. And you could say, oh, brilliant, I could jump off a bridge. And as you jump off the bridge, a fly goes in your mouth, and you go, fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean? There's
Yeah, but you could say when, and then say, I'm going to jump over a bridge, so I'm not going to die for 27 years, then spend those 27 years in a coma.
You could. True.
Yeah. I just also think that, the chances are it's going to be a normal death of, either old age, cancer.
You hope.
Yeah. But that's what, the chances are, if I'm playing the odds, I'm just going to live a normal life.
Mm. Where if it's like in a hot dog fight.
Yeah.
Is the reason you're going to die.
That's a gay thing, right?
Well, would you spend your time, though, prepping to get good at hot dog fighting?
How do you get good at hot dog fighting?
What is hot dog fighting?
What is it?
What do you mean?
What's hot dog fighting?
Like any other sort of fighting, but with hot dogs.
Yeah, but how is it scored? If we're having a hot dog fight between us, what's the scoring system?
Whoever survives wins.
Right, so I'm going to kill you with a fucking hot dog.
Yeah, it's like a fight to the death.
How would you kill someone with a hot dog?
If it was Jamie.
Yeah.
Specifically, if it was Jamie, I'd choke that bitch with a hot dog.
How he's going to kill each of us with a hot dog.
I think I'd turn up with a sharpened hot dog.
I love so a soft hot dog
that I've had in the freezer, and then stab him in the eye with it.
Free fire attack.
Okay, so it is to the death. Hot dog fighting is to the death.
Yeah. How would you counter that, Jamie? If you were in a hot dog fight with,
I would say, it could be like jousting. So it's based on the
just
with a hot dog. Yeah. So it's the contact, and you score a point for it.
So you're going to hit me with an actual soft sausage.
Yeah. You've got to have the face mask on and everything.
With a frozen
who's going to stab you with a rock hard
Yeah, I'm just going to very gently
even if Jamie's right and they go, well done, Sir Jamie scored 1 point there for hitting Stuart with his sausage. So Stuart, you scored no points for stabbing Jamie through the eye with your sharpened hot dog. I still feel like I'd morally be the winner.
Yeah, in all fairness,
how many times is Jamie going to have to hit you with his sausage to kill you?
Well, to be fair, Stu's going to have to plunge his sausage into Jamie several times to get any vital organs and do some damage, isn't he? So he's going to be thrusting away with that sausage for quite a while.
And how demoralising is it going to be when I'm whacking me.
The problem is Jamie's body heat. Yeah, and Jamie's body heat's going to melt that sausage. Eventually, your sausage is going to go all limp, Stu, while you're thrusting away at him. Oh. It's not.
I do have that effect on people.
Well, on that note,
you're doing well.
It's time to end, boys. With a hot dog, imagined hot dog battle. Which I think is the nicest note we've ended the show on for a while.
And how big, like, can you choose the length of your sausage? So if you like a tin sausage, it's going to be quite small. But if you go eat, like, chip shop sausage, like battered Savoy, you've got some weapon.
It's
got
to be a hot dog. I don't think you'd call that a hot dog.
Yeah.
You could go with, like, several hot dogs. We know, like,
ye old like hot dog.
No, we know, like, the ones you get in, like, with in beans, the small... Yeah.
The little ones, the cocktail hot dog ones. Yeah.
You could throw them as projectiles.
Yeah, what if you get normal-sized ones and put them in, like, a vest like him in Desperado and throw them like knives?
I wonder how many hot dog sausages you need to tip on somebody to cause damage.
Check your phones, too. The other thing you could do is, does it have to be a hot dog sausage? You couldn't get, like, a Cumberland and choke them with it or anything like that. You couldn't use it like a lasso.
It's a hot dog sausage.
Yeah. Frankfurter style.
You could sell it to your hand, though.
Well, not Frankfurt, no, hot dog. It's got to be a hot dog.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
How many do you think it would take to kill someone? I feel like if somebody poured a bin lorry full of hot dog sausages on you, that wouldn't kill you, but then it'd still be quite a lot of weight of sausages, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think
it'd be heavy. I don't think
would do nothing, would it? Like even 20 would do nothing. Would they just slide off?
Yeah.
Would some go in your mouth and choke you?
No, if you close your mouth, no.
I suppose technically the most effective way to do it would be to keep them in the tin and just throw the tin at someone.
Yeah, <that's cheating>. I think that's going to be outlawed.
Hmm. Yeah.
I think you'd have to stick them in somebody's mouth, wouldn't you?
Well, I suppose, like, if you're in a bath, a big tub, how many sausages will it take to drown you?
I don't think you would. You could still breathe through them, surely.
Breathe through the sausages?
I think you could.
There's going to be a lot of air pockets there. They're not tight.
No.
If you're, like, under 10 metres of sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big bath.
He didn't say a bath, did he?
Let's say a pool, then. A swimming pool.
Swimming pool.
I think you could still breathe. I do.
What, of the 10 layers of sausage?
I do.
I think you're taking weight into account then as well, aren't you, though?
Do you know what? We're going to test this. We're going to start being a bit like Mythbusters. And to replicate this, Kane, your challenge, what we're going to do is get a 3-litre bottle of pop.
Okay.
And we're going to cut the top off, the bottom off.
3 litres? That's a weird...
Yeah.
Is that not a normal bottle size?
2 litre.
Not 2 litre.
1.5 now, actually.
I want the bigger one. Skank. The big one. I'm sure they're 3-litre bottles. Anyway, a large plastic bottle of pop. Yeah. I'm going to cut the bottom off. So somebody's going to put their mouth up towards the sky and hold the drinking end in so they can breathe through the bottle, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to just put like 30 or 40 sausages in the upturned
bottle. Like a filter.
And see if they can breathe through the sausage filter.
Yeah, that's an idea.
You have to make sure that one of the sausages doesn't slip into the head of the bottle and block it.
You can put like a bit of like mesh on the whole head.
Or make sure the first one goes in sideways a little bit, you know, bend it a bit.
Yeah.
Who's eating crisps?
But that's the point though, isn't it? Is would the weight of the sausages above you eventually force them into your mouth when you opened your mouth to breathe?
I don't think you would. You can breathe through your nose, can't you?
Would the weight of the sausages force them into your nose?
Yeah.
No. At some point.
I don't think they would.
It's an awful feeling that one sausage hits the back of your throat.
Yeah.
It's game over in here at that point.
There's no
choking on sausage.
Yeah.
Some people pay for that.
They do.
Michael Barrymore.
Actually, does anybody say, I want to die by being choked on a sausage? Does anyone pay for that?
Michael Hutchins did.
I said there will be someone's fetish of that, won't there?
Okay. Yeah.
A hot dog. Do you reckon it's specific things when someone said, I want to die by being choked on a...
Yeah.
Nobody wants to die by being choked by a Cumberland, do they?
If the internet...
I bet they do. I bet there is one person.
If the internet
world
has proved one thing, then there is somewhere in the world.
The problem with Cumberland and the other sausages is that when you met them, you get that bit of flavour come back with the burp.
Mm. Yeah.
And you don't want that, do you? You don't get that with a hot dog sausage.
The Twitter question for this week, guys, is if you would like to die by being choked on a Cumberland sausage.
Oh, wait, no, what's your sausage of choice?
Savloy.
Well,
they're not the little ones.
No, it's battered.
Nah, it's chipolatas.
Yeah, we're going for a chip shop sausage.
Savloy's not a battered sausage, is it?
No, it is. The Savloy's the battered version of the, I think.
Battered sausage of choice. Oi, Savloy.
Well, they are battered or non-battered, right? It's just a Savloy battered or not.
So you like the girthy sausage, Jamie?
Yeah, for sure.
So like the girth for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought a Savloy was like what they have down south.
I think we have Savloy's, don't we, at chip shop?
Yeah, I think so.
But no, yeah, but is, I don't know, is not battered, so are you suggesting that a battered sausage is the same sausage as a Savloy?
I think so. I mean, I could be
wrong. I thought a battered sausage was a normal sausage.
I thought it was the same, just battered or non-battered, but again, I could be off the mark.
What's your thoughts on beef sausages?
No.
I'm out.
Wrong.
What's your thought on chicken sausages?
Fucking wrong.
Yeah, that's what bollocks. IKEA do these days, isn't
well,
it?
Well, all your hot dog tins are chicken.
Yeah. Is it?
What hot dog sausages do you have, James?
We buy the Herter. Is it Herter Frankfurters?
Bet they're chicken.
They're the big ones, right?
You can come in different sizes. You can get the jumbos or the normals.
Yeah. All the Ye Olde Oakey and all those.
Ye Olde, I like them. They're good.
They're all chicken, though.
Are they really?
Yeah.
No.
100% chicken.
Some part of the chicken.
We went to Five Guys
like
and they
85% were, chicken kind of thing.
Five Guys, it's the beef sausage in it and they're horrible.
I don't mind it. I like that bite when you bite through the skin. It kind of bursts.
I like the texture. I love the texture. Yeah. I just don't like the taste. It's the aftertaste on that that I was not impressed with. I was very disappointed with the hot dog I had from there.
Yeah, fuck hot dog sausage.
I reckon when we meet up for our weekend event when your lovely wife and child are away, James.
Yeah.
We should have a bit of a hot dog party.
Sounds good to me.
I love it.
I was also planning some nachos as well.
Will you send us a picture of your sausage party?
Yeah, it's not a sausage party, it's a hot dog party.
Sausage fest.
And on the second night, we could have a pizza party.
There's going to be
no second night. When I beat the shit out of both of you with an hot dog, there's going to be no second night.
You know what I'm a fan of? Hot dog on a pizza.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
Hot dog on pizza.
Yep.
Cut it into little rounds, like a pepperoni, and then lay it out on a pizza.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Do you know what I used to do as a child that nobody would be on board with?
Ooh, I don't know. Or do you go in
there? I used to get the make-your-own pizza from Asda.
Yeah.
And instead of putting pizza sauce on, I used to just tip a tin of Heinz spaghetti hoops on.
Fuck it, are you heathen?
And then that's wrong. Put the cheese on top.
Does it not go soggy as I don't know, can you think of
I didn't
tip
the entire tin on. I used Heinz spaghetti hoops instead of pizza sauce for the equivalent volume.
Yeah. I think the Asda build your own pizzas are some of the best pizza around, value for money. I think they're great.
We made our own from scratch the other week and they were bloody good as well, I must say.
Good, aren't they? Oh, yeah.
We made the dough and everything. Yeah.
James makes his own.
Oh,
you fancy bastard. What do you put in, James? What do you go for?
In all fairness, Summer made it all. She made the dough and everything. We just stood back and watched. I had pepperoni, salami, cheese.
Yeah.
I had Matheson's sausage. So very similar to Stu's hot dog thing, which is a bit thicker, a bit girthier. Yeah. Slices of that, ham, more cheese, and a bit of sweet corn.
How big is that pizza?
A lot on there.
It was big.
Did it not break
it
in the middle?
Big. It was big. It
That's
was
a big base.
Yeah.
How big a pizza would you say it was?
I would say it was a good 14-inch.
Fucking hell.
But
thin, but very
yardage.
Thin as well. The base was nice and thin as well. I like a thin pizza, but I don't like
it. What did you cook it in?
Thick crust. The oven. On greaseproof paper.
Why?
Or baking parchment.
Easy to move around, I guess.
Yeah, it comes off that easy, then you don't have to worry about it sort of slipping through the things. We haven't got a pizza stove anymore. Yeah, through the cracks in the oven. Because it's a thin base, and it was
obviously with all the... You can't put a homemade pizza base straight onto the grill, straight onto the shelf. Saying.
That's why we put the baking parchment underneath it.
Oh, you don't put it on a baking tray?
No, I haven't got a baking tray that big. Straight on the parchment. Straight.
I thought you put the parchment onto the baking tray and then.
No, 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 no. Literally, roll it out on the parchment. So then we've got to try and peel it off.
Did it still have a bit of a wobbly bottom?
No, no, it's beautiful.
I thought that might be nice, like a little wobbly bum texture on it.
Wobbly, I think that'd work. That'd be okay, right?
It did work. Yeah, it's perfect.
Well, we know what we're having at James's.
Yeah, we're making some pizzas. We've got some spare dough in the freezer, actually.
Oh, we ended this episode talking about pizza. We started last week's episode talking about food.
We need to do a food podcast.
I think we're all really hungry, or we just need to start a food podcast. I'm going to go downstairs now and eat some Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, what flavour are you going for?
I don't know whether to go for cookie dough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or, because that's kind of like my
go-to.
Usual choice, my go-to one. Or Julia has bought me the mixed up one, which has got bits of brownie, cookie dough, and something else in it.
I've not seen this.
Nice.
Is it literally like, is it a bit of everything, a bit of all their flavours?
I think
it's
bits of chocolate and vanilla ice cream with cookie dough, brownie, and a third thing in that I can't remember.
Ooh.
Sausage.
Oh, that'd be good. That sausage pizza, interesting.
Hot dog sausage and ice cream might be nice.
I don't think it would.
No, I don't think it would.
The saltiness of the sausage and then the sweetness of the ice cream.
No.
What salty sausages are you having?
Salty sausage.
I don't think salty when I think of a sausage.
Yeah, hot dog sausage has got a saltiness to it.
Well, I mean, it's a savoury food, but they're not salty, are they? They're not like, it's not like eating a chip or a crisp or a pretzel.
No, but it's got a sharp saltiness to it, I think.
I don't think it's salty enough. Mm. Mind you have pork sausages, don't you, rather than chicken?
We do, because we're not crazy. Or posh.
It's time to say goodbye. It's goodbye from me.
Who's a cartoonist next week?
Jamie.
And his magic torch. Called it.
Hot dog sausage.
That's not a cartoon. Or do you mean Jamie and his magic hot dog sausage?
Jamie and his magic hot dog sausage.
Can you imagine? Imagine that.
His jousting sausage.
In the heart of Transylvania, in the Vampire Hall of Fame, there's not a vampire saying than
Candicular.
He won't bite a man or beast because he's a vegetarian and things that run and plan for Docula. If you're looking for some fun, you can always count upon the wild and wacky one they call, absolutely, Count Docula, boys.
I reckon if we'd have guessed that one, that's one we could have had a chance with.
Now, you all
based
know my
on
feelings
Jamie,
on cartoon
who's recently
ducks.
Been reading about Danger Mouse.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of cartoon ducks, as I've well said before, so this could be down bad.
What about vampire cartoon ducks?
He's not a vampire.
Here he is.
The definition of vampire is drinking blood. He does not drink blood. He's not a vampire.
Do you know how he come to be Count Dracula?
Why don't we wait until next week?
We're doing this now. The
animators at Penguin.
They explain it. They explain it. So they part of they resurrect the vampires every few years, but the Igor fucks up and instead of using the correct ingredient, he throws tomato ketchup inside it, and that's why it's hysterical. Because that's why. So there is a story as to why he.
It's good that the cartoon covers that. Does it cover if he's got a little corkscrew penis?
Not as far as I'm aware of.
Okay, just wondered.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm assuming because he's duck based. Yes.
Doesn't wear trousers though.
But then
all these ducks never do.
I don't think ducks have to. I think it kind of retracts inwards. That's why it's a corkscrew. I think.
More importantly, Del Boy voices him.
And Danger Mouse.
That is a saving grace. In all fairness, Dave Jason is a legend. So.
Do you want the?
Good
do you want to know the?
As well,
it's probably his best 100%. Comedy.
Exactly. we're jumping ahead of next week here. Do you want to know the episode we're watching?
Yes, please.
I know it's a consistent theme on the podcast, letting people know in advance, so I just wanted to keep that going. The episode is The Ghost of McCastle McDuckula. That's the episode you're watching.
That's a bad episode.
It's got McDuck in it.
It's a badass episode. The Ghost of McCastle McDuckula.
Mm. They're taking a shot at old Scrooge there, I wonder.
You know it.
James is in shock.
Yeah.
Is Nanny?
Yep.
In Count Dracula.
Yeah.
Also a duck.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Just no. She hasn't got a duck's beak. She's got like
she has.
No, she's like a pigeon.
She has. She's got a duck's beak. Well, pigeons have got beaks.
No, well, she's got a pigeon's beak.
On that note, it is time to say goodbye. Join us next week to find out if Nanny from Count Duckula is in fact a duck.
She's also got her arm in a sling because she's been giving too many hand jobs to Count Duckula.
She's a pigeon. Igor's a vulture.
Yeah. I wonder how many hand jobs it'd take to
and put Duckula a duck.
I reckon 12. What 12 in one night? 12.
How many? I think those ducks 12 have got in one little corkscrew penises that probably hurts your arm more.
Yeah, you have to kind of spin around as you're doing it.
Yeah.
How do people find us on social media and all that stuff?
James.
We missed it last week.
They Google it. By the
this
power
is, in all fairness, this is my best part of the podcast, listening to James do this.
Listening to James tell us how to contact us. Come on, James.
They use Google and they say, how do we contact
guys and such? They say it, or they...
By the power.
So they search by the power on Google?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I've got it in front of me now. So, you can send us a tweet on social media.
Are you reading
No.
Yes.
That's tweet on Twitter. Tweet on Twitter.
Social media.
No, you don't tweet on social media. You tweet on Twitter.
Does,
tweet on Twitter.
Does Google, show things that I've previously looked for, do you think, in its scoring?
Yes.
Because otherwise, if you search by the power, we're not the first result.
What?
He-Man Wikipedia is the first result, but we're second.
That's pretty good.
I'm sure it must be.
Try the same things too, but going in incognito mode.
I reckon if we didn't talk over each other, we'd be number one at that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
If any joke, we'll tell everybody where to listen to us.
Yeah.
Okay, it's still Little Mix is the number one result on a video.
Oh.
Sorry, Lil Mix. Is it Lil Mix or Little Mix?
That's your number one result.
Yeah.
When you type in by the power pod.
No,
by the power. Yeah, they had a song called that by the power, right? Little Mix.
Just called Power, featuring Stormzy. Anyway,
so
then,
what are you googling, Stu?
By space the space power.
Our podcast doesn't come up at all on mine.
And it comes up second after He-Man on mine.
That's pretty good, Stu. That's impressive.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a go as well. What are you typing in? By the power.
Yes.
By the.
If I do by the power podcast,
By the power.net was first indexed by Google more than 10 years ago.
Really?
That's what it says.
By the power.net, our website was more
by
than 10 years ago.
By the power.net was first indexed by Google more than 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, it's all.
That's
all bullshit.
I can't find us if I type in.
No, me neither.
Well, you guys must suck.
What are you typing in, Steve? What are you typing in? By the power.
By the power.
If I put by the power podcast in, then
no, just by the power. So on this exciting note, listeners, you now know how to get hold of us by typing in by the power and coming around to my house to do it.
Or by the power podcast.
Do it on Stu's PC only.
Hey, it does work. Yeah, I've got it.
What were you doing before?
Welcome to Google.
Welcome to Google.
It pre-populated by the power of Grayskull, and that's what messed me up.
Someone's had a few drinks.
Yeah.
I think it's Jamie.
I ain't getting up tomorrow.
Did anybody go back and watch the rest of the He-Man episodes? The new one?
Yeah.
I didn't.
What, the new one?
The second the half new of the one. New one.
Is that out?
For weeks.
Hang on, which new one? The new one or the new one?
The Kevin, what's his face one?
No. So that's not the new one, that's the new one.
No, the second half of the new one that they delayed.
The Kevin Smith one's out?
Yes, the second half of the first half. Yeah, it's been out for ages.
But no one told me.
No one told me. Are you sure?
Yes.
Then I think
there was that like new one.
I'm slightly less sure now, but yeah.
With the new one, me and some of you watching that, she quite likes that. With the
rubbish
CGI one.
That's the CGI one with Ram Mam. So Ram Mam,
Are you serious?
And you're saying there's a new Kevin Smith?
It's not out. It's not out. I don't think it's out.
I thought it was. I thought I'd seen it on Netflix. Trying to push
I got all excited then. You're thinking of the new one.
No, I'm thinking of Revelation.
Oh.
But I could be wrong.
I hope it is out. I'm going to watch it straight away if it is out.
Yeah, I'll be on that now.
Part two. Let's have a look. Yeah, I don't think there's a release date yet.
I'm Maybe it's because I didn't finish watching the first one. It's trying to push it on me.
Oh, you tease, Stu. You tease.
Sorry.
I was excited then. I was ready to go on.
I was.
Let's everybody say goodbye.
I don't want to now.
Well, I'm going to end the podcast, boys.
Bonjour from myself.
Too late. No joke from James this week.
Bonjour.
Well, I've got a bone to pick with you lot about my joke.
Which joke? You've not told us yet.
Well, to be fair, any of my jokes. So, I listened to one of our episodes the other week.
Oh, dear. Which one?
Yeah, you know what's coming. And on that particular episode, my joke got cut out.
Do you remember what we said before we started recording about having to edit certain elements of the podcast?
Yeah, I took that on board. So, I thought, oh, you know what? I'll listen to another episode. And sure enough, at the end, my joke got cut out.
You didn't listen to two episodes, James.
I fast-forwarded. It was too boring to listen to the last minute. Thing. Yeah.
The weird thing is, this episode also fades out. Have you got a joke, then, James, or not?
No, I'm not giving you a joke this week.
If you can tell a clean enough joke that we don't have to cut it out because it's so offensive, then we can have it.
Right, okay. So a vicar and a boy scout go to the doctor's.